We first observe the figures of Santo Domingo de la Calzada and his disciple San Juan de Ortega, both prominent as saints who built roads and bridges to facilitate the passage of pilgrims. The first is represented by two important pieces from the Cathedral of Santo Domingo de la Calzada, both from the mid-16th century, one very well known by Damian Forment and the other by Matteo Lancrin, accompanied by the so-called Bull of Indulgences, promulgated in Avignon in 1362 to promote the construction of the saint's sepulchral chapel. In this case, we pay special attention to the work by Damian Forment, which depicts the iconography of Santo Domingo de la Calzada freeing a captive. This sculptural ensemble is part of an extraordinary altarpiece with an overwhelming richness of artistic and iconographic nuances and of excellent quality both in wood and alabaster carving, as well as in polychromy, both aspects being inseparable for its understanding. The work represents a posthumous miracle of Santo Domingo, showing him as an old man with a thick beard. He is dressed in a talar tunic, cinched by a belt, scapula and mantle, with a hood over a simple cap. He pulls with his left hand the chain that binds the shackle around the neck of a captive Christian, whom he points to with the index finger of the other hand. Forment made a naturalistic design of the two figures, as well as capturing a gestural dialogue between them, achieved by the inclination of the saint's expressive head and the difficult posture of the devotee's body, with accentuated musculature. We take a brief pause before stopping at the figure of San Juan de Ortega to mention the regular canons of San Agustín, represented by an enthroned image of the saint, the work of Alejo de Bahía, loaned by the Cathedral of Valladolid, and by the founding stone of the monastery of Santa Maria de Benvivere from 1176, which includes a sundial and a liturgical calendar, one of the most curious pieces in the exhibition. San Juan de Ortega is represented by four important Burgos pieces. First, we have his impressive limestone tomb from the last third of the 12th century. It is a slightly irregular piece, carved on three of its sides and with a gabled cover that contains novel iconography, as the lid represents the funerals of San Juan de Ortega and the assumption of his soul to the heavenly Jerusalem, carried by two psychopomp angels. The front develops the apocalyptic vision of the divine majesty. In the centre, wrapped in a mandorla and surrounded by the tetramorphs, the pantocrator, crowned with a cross-nimbed halo, holds the Book of Life in one hand while blessing with the other. On both sides, the apostles are under arches, with their extrados decorated with architectures symbolising the city of God. On the smaller sides, the mystical lamb with the cross and Saint Martin on horseback splitting his cloak, a theme typical of the Camino de Santiago that refers to charity. This theme also appears in this chapel in the work of Francisco Leiro, that crowns its headboard and in the main altarpiece of the Church of San Martin Penario. Also linked to San Juan de Ortega, we have his ivory crucifix and his chasuble, made from two rich Almovarid fabrics, both pieces related to his role as counsellor to King Alfonso VII. And finally, a sculpture from the mid-16th century by Juan de Anchieta, which belongs to the altarpiece of Santa Casilda in the church of the Collegiate of Briviesca in Burgos. Regarding the role played by the military orders, the contributions of the Hospitaller Order of Jerusalem are highlighted through a 13th century capital from the Church of San Juan de Monte Alegre, a former monastery that in 1203 came under the control of this order and of the Order of Santiago, with a 16th century copy of their rule lent by the University Library of Salamanca and by the history of the glorious Apostle Santiago, patron of Spain, of his coming to it and of the greatness of his church and military order by Father Hernando de Oxea. The command dresses of this order are represented alongside their patron in a painting from the National Sculpture Museum of Valladolid, organized in two planes. The main composition presents the image of the Apostle Santiago, characterized as a pilgrim with a cloak adorned with two scallops and a staff. It follows the medieval model of the Virgin of Mercy, later used by various religious orders, depicted dressed in their habits and protected by their patron saint or virgin, although it is not common to represent the apostle in this way. Kneeling at his feet are several command dresses of different ages, wearing their habits, composed of a black tunic and white cape, both with the red cross of Santiago. Perhaps this is a representation of the convent's foundation by the two noblewomen, or the commemoration of the profession of some commandress.